This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's a hurricane now, and Ian is headed toward Cuba and Florida. The National Hurricane Center's Daniel Brown.
Ian has become a hurricane, and it's located about 90 miles southwest of Grand Cayman. It is forecast to rapidly strengthen today, becoming a major hurricane before it reaches western Cuba tonight.
And then on to Florida. The AP's Julie Walker.
Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency.
Make preparations now, and I know a lot of people have been doing it throughout the state of Florida, and the things that you should be prepared with are things like food, water, batteries, medicine, fuel.
President Biden also declared an emergency, authorizing DHS and FEMA to provide assistance. He's also postponed his September 27th trip to Florida. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. is warning Russia not to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's military says an overnight drone hit near the port of Odessa sparked a massive fire and explosion hours after Washington vowed to take decisive action and promised catastrophic consequences if Russia uses nuclear weapons in Ukraine. The strikes are the latest in a series of drone attacks on the key southern city over recent days. This one hit a military installation and detonated ammunition when it struck. Ukraine's southern command says firefighters have been struggling to contain the blaze. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A gunman's killed 9 people and wounded 20 others in a school in central Russia. The gunman then shot himself, but there's no other information about him at the moment. 4 people suspected of plotting to kidnap Belgium's justice minister have been arrested in the Netherlands. California Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed legislation that would have required children to go to kindergarten before the first grade. He signed the veto last night. This is AP News. Puerto Rico's continuing to try to recover from last week's massive storm. The AP's Shelley Adler.
Residents are returning to homes that are now empty because flooding has destroyed their belongings, and they worry about how they will rebuild their lives after a devastating hurricane for the second time in 5 years. Fiona hit a week ago, and about 45% of Puerto Rico's power customers remained in the dark on Sunday, and about 20% of water customers had no service. Gas stations, grocery stores, and other businesses have temporarily shut down due to lack of fuel for generators. Puerto Rico's government says it expects to have a preliminary estimate of the damage Fiona caused in about 2 weeks. I'm Shelley Adler.
The weekend's big movie, Don't Worry, Darling, followed by The Woman King, then Avatar at number 3, and The Barbarian. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.